Educational Council, Santa Rosa Camp Meeting, June 24, 26, 1912. Teachers Institute Expense. Your Committee on Summer School Expense submit for your consideration the following recommendations. 1. That the Institute for 1913 be carefully planned so that the expense may be reduced to the minimum consistent with good work. 2. That the expense for board, transportation, and instructor's salary be pooled, and 25% of the same be met by the Pacific Union Conference, and the 75% remaining be apportioned to the several local conferences according to the number of teachers from the respective fields in attendance. Your committee, appointed to consider definite plans to make our schools self-supporting, submit for your consideration the following suggestions. 1. We believe that the time has come for us, as managers and principals, to give closer study than heretofore to the cost of operating our schools, lest the unfortunate experiences of the past will be constantly repeated. 2. An investigation should be made at the beginning of each term and schedules of prospective income and expense of each department carefully drawn. At the close of each school month, the expense and revenue-producing departments should be carefully inspected in order that we may know that the work is on a safe basis. 3. The income from tuition should not be expended entirely on teachers' salaries, but enough should be saved to cover the cost of heating, lighting, and caring for the tool rooms, and providing the necessary supplies that must be furnished for consumption therein, and at least 1/3 of the administrative and office expense. 4. The boarding department should be so arranged as to produce a profit of not less than 15% net after all expenses for labor, fuel, laundry, provisions, and renewals have been provided for. This surplus will then be left to apply on a portion of the administrative and office expenses. 5. The industries, such as farm and garden and shop, should be more than self-supporting. 6. The dormitory income, after meeting the expenses connected therewith, should be sufficient to meet the repairs and depreciation and interest charges, taxes and insurances, heat and light. 7. Great care should be exercised in not overloading the school with students that are to work all or part of their way, so that it is impossible for the management to reap the full advantage to be gained from the 15 hours a week that each boarding student is to perform. The body of the boarding workers should be organized for the performing of all the routine work of the school. 8. Inasmuch as our rates are based upon full cash monthly payments, it is necessary to see that none are in arrears. To allow accounts to run a year means the borrowing of money to meet the bills, saying nothing of the loss in accounts that is sustained. 9. When the chairman of the board, the principal, and the business manager discover that the institution is running behind, the situation should be reported at once to the managing board, who should take steps immediately to either change the policy or the management of the institution. 10. Resolved, that we arrange for our teachers to work 15 hours a week with the students in manual labor. 1. In order to strengthen our church school work, we recommend the elementary courses be dropped from our normal departments as soon as possible. 2. That music and art be left optional with each school. 3. That special courses for workers be arranged by the Pacific Union College only. 4. That Armona Academy offer the academic courses. 5. That the Lodi Normal Institute offer the normal course, academic course, and business course. 6. That Fernando Academy carry an elementary ministerial course, a normal course, and an academic course. 7. That Pacific Union College give courses in business, normal preparatory medical, ministerial, and collegiate work. 8. That we approve of the efforts of Pacific Union College to secure recognition from the state university, and that our schools of high school grade be free to apply for accrediting when they meet the requirements. 9. That the Pacific Union College have the right to go to any field to secure students for courses above the 12th grade, and that the president be expected to attend all camp meetings and be free to distribute catalogs and other literature concerning the school. 10. that we recognize the right of the president of the conference from which the students go to any of our schools to call those students for work in his conference, and the heads of the schools must use their influence to have the students return to their respective conferences. We recommend that students passing from one school to another in midterm be required to present from the principal of the school from which they have come a letter showing their standing, and that we discourage the acceptance during the current year by one school of students that have been expelled from another.